DJ Twin Brain.
Is that your name?
Oh my god, we're up to 7. I'm so sorry for everybody. Just, I hope you have a great night. That is all.
I'm signing up.
No way to touch me. Don't even try. I could have stopped the brakes and engines all on fire. I can't go slower. I can't go back. Got big ol' aspirations. Get what I deserve when I let myself.
Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2, yeah, pretty close to 2, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Don't make me do something else. Because I can't handle it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, let's call it 80 minutes, the midnight 20 hour. It'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. I was so excited to be caught up on obits for the past couple of weeks, but today was a busy day. As it has been a busy week, and we get the obits we get. We will do the obits we got to. I almost wrapped it up. But you can't expect me to, like, pack my life and move it from one place to another tomorrow and still get all the obits done. You just can't expect that. Why are you demanding so much of me right now? I really don't understand. I know I've set the bar high. I've set the bar high. That's why this is happening. Actually, that's why the free association is happening tonight. Of course, that's the time when I'm too busy to put together a show. So I ask you, the listener, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, to give me words that I will then think of a song and play it for you. And I feel like sometimes I need to remind people, and Steve, I'm not just talking to you here, that because it's free association, it's not always the most obvious song you might think of. So you might not even notice it in the playlist sometimes. Sometimes I double up on songs. Sometimes, you know, it's a Rorschach of music. You give me one word, this is what you get. You might not see the relation. I do. So, with that said, and I think it's been said now, it's time for us to start free associating right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Welcome to the wonderful world of snails and adventure. No, wait a minute. Let's start again. You are entering the realm of free association. Leave your hang-ups and your inhibitions behind as we plumb the depths of your mind. Tonight, on Free Association, you shall experience enlightenment tonight on Free Association.
The chitlin' switz blues. Oh, babe, I got the blues, pretty mama. Blues around my head. Yes, yes. Now you told me you didn't love me. Now I wish I was dead. Yes, yes. Thank you.
and wrecked me through and through. You've got me to the place I don't know what to do. I loved you truly. You thought I didn't care. Now all I see is blue atoms everywhere. About my head, blue atoms filling my soul with dread, blue atoms meet me everywhere. How you haunt me, flying about in the air. Blue atoms casting your spell over me. Blue atoms, I close my eyes not to see, but there you are, wrecking my soul. It seems that now I have no goal. Blue atoms whispering in my ear, love is gone, there's nobody now to care. There's nobody now to care.
cutting this tape on the third floor of the Castalia Foundation in Millbrook, New York. The Castalia Foundation is a psychedelic center, a place for consciousness expansion, a spiritual retreat, a center for experimentation in the use of psychedelic or mind-opening drugs. As you would expect from a place designed to produce beautiful experiences, the Castalia Foundation is located in a beautiful spot. I can look down on acres of green lawn. Down there on the left, underneath the trees, I can see a meditation house, a one-room jewel box, where people go for a few days or a week at a time to live in silence, cut off from the pressure of the world. Turn on, tune in to their inner possibilities. Just beyond the meditation house, there's an iron gate which leads down stone stairs to a meditation garden. There's a huge maple tree, 20 feet in diameter, with ponderous, stately limbs. About 15 feet up in the tree, there's a treehouse lashed with spider web roping. A beautiful elven girl with golden hair is living there this week. Beyond the tree, there's an apple orchard and an organic garden. Farther out around the house, there are meadows, sacred groves, pine forests, waterfalls, brooks. The main house itself is four stories. It has slanting copper roofs. At different seasons and at different times of the day and night, we lie in the green roofs and watch the sun rise or the sunset or the full moon come up over the eastern trees.
Cheap to pay. Keeps got a big blue bonnet on. We all got wigs stolen. Like Number, please. Number, please.
Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone. Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone. I tell her that I love her, and baby, please hurry home. Well, the number is 1-2-1-2-3. Thrill me, baby, like you used to do. Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone. I tell her that I love her, and baby, please hurry home.
Well, the number is 1-2-1-2. Thrill me, baby, like you used to do. Hello, pretty baby, all my loving belongs to you. Call me back tomorrow and I'll be true to you.
Call a long, long time. I couldn't get you off my mind. Operator, operator, call her on the telephone. Well, tell her that I love her, and baby, please hurry home. Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone.
And now this public service word from London Bridges, who remind you to use the power and vote. Fight cancer with a checkup and a check. Only you can prevent forest fires. Buy bonds where you work. Buckle up for safety. Good neighbors come in all colors. You are what you eat. One small step for man, one giant step for mankind. Take TNC. Keep the faith, baby. Out of the closet and into the street. A stitch in time saves nine. We're all in this together. Out of the kitchen and into the sink. Starve a rat today. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Love it or leave it. Change it or lose it. Like it or lump it. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Please don't squeeze the Charmin when you care enough to...
This has been a public service message to remind you to get it on with London Bridges. Use the power and vote. Fight cancer with a checkup and a check.
Spinach has vitamin A, B, and D. But spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time, it was so new to me. I didn't like it the first time, I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time, oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it in hot. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time.
first time, I thought it was so strange. I wasn't getting much younger, so I just made the change. No longer is the stuff on the shelf, 'cause now I make a pig of myself. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, guess I was mighty green. But I've stocked up, 'cause I've gotten wise, I got enough for 24 guys. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And you are in the middle of a free association episode here. And yes, I am running the air conditioner here in the studio. At least during the first set of the program. I'll probably turn it off during the obits. And then I will melt. But not in the good way. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule number 0, guns are always loaded. Rule number 1, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule number 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you've made the decision to shoot. Rule number 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. It is a public service message from WMFO in Medford. So much more free association silliness to get to. We're going to dive right back into it. Mostly because I can't stand listening to that air conditioner in the background. I hope you're enjoying it all. Especially over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Everybody seems to be enjoying it there. Hopefully you will too. Back to the free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Baby, I need your loving, yeah, yeah, baby. You're too I got a call, a desperate plea from my old friend Paul. He said, my cousin Mildred's here from out of state. I gotta fix her up with a blind date.
Mildred, won't you behave?
Now Paul said, Mildred here is a quiet mouse, a real shy type, hardly leaves the house. But I said, Paul, I'm going to the dance tonight. Well, bring her down and I'll be polite.
Mildred, won't you
good when I got to the dance. I checked out the prospects for new romance. But there was Paul with this gal in tow, all frizzy hair with a big plaid bow. I said to myself, I'll just say hi, I'll waltz her around and then bye-bye. But to my surprise, she said,
greetings, Kate, are you a solid sender? Let's activate.
She took a mini correspondence course and 12 easy lessons guaranteed, of course. Mildred, won't you be
I knew in a hurry with the box step I learned from Arthur Murray.
She grabbed his collar and she spun him round. She flipped him over and she knocked him down. Mildred, won't you behave?
Cut in, then Bernard took Millie for a test spin.
She's Susie cute and she dropped on down. The cats all cheered as she went to town. Mildred, won't you behave?
When Lee Moore threw her upside the ceiling, the whole darn place was rocking and reeling.
She took the gators on two by two. She even danced with an Icaroo. Mildred, she gave him three. Hoy, hoy, Billy, now don't you get silly.
To show off my ass, I really like to show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. My ass, it is a luscious piece of meat. It really is a luscious piece of meat. Its lusciousness will never can't be beat. My acid is a luscious piece of me. Yada 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 yada. I really like to show off my ass. I really like to show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. Here it is, here's my ass. Here's my ass.
gonna give a ball tonight at the Eagles Hall. I hear she's gonna give some cake, but everybody's got to shake. Shake, shake, get some cake. Shake, shake, get some cake. Shake, shake, get some cake. Cause who don't shake don't get no cake. She's gonna give some chocolate cake before the band takes a break. But first you really got to shake, cause who don't shake don't get no cake. I shake, shake, get some cake. I shake, shake, get some cake. I shake, shake, get some cake. Cause who don't shake don't get no cake. Was eating all the cake. My chick was shaking with her plate. I don't stop to take a break, cause who don't shake don't get no cake. Shake, shake, get some cake. Shake, shake, get some cake. Shake, shake, get some cake. Cause who don't shake don't get no cake. Come on, girl, you better shake if you want some cake. That's what I'm telling you. Shake, shake, and get some cake. Wow.
Pound it on a rock, rock, rock. Pound it on a rock, rock, rock. Pound it on a rock, rock, rock.
Have you seen my woman walking?
Pound it on a rock.
With a basket on her head.
Pound it on a rock.
She looks so strong and healthy.
Pound it on a rock.
Lord, she's not underfed.
Pound it on a pound it.
Gone down to the
rock,
river.
Pound it on a rock.
Gonna dump that
rock,
laundry
rock,
in.
Pound it on a rock.
Gonna
rock,
take the soiled and dirty
rock,
things.
Pound it on a rock.
Make them white
rock,
again.
Pound it on a rock.
She's gonna
rock,
make them white again.
Pound it on a
pound it. With her arms of thunder and of steel. But when she wraps those arms around me, it's mixed emotions that I feel. When she comes home at night, I feel joy and I feel fright. I know she means to please me, but Lord, the way she squeezed me feels like I'm
pounded. Pounded on a rock, rock, rock.
Feels like I'm
pounded.
Some folks say I'm lazy,
pound it on a rock,
a worthless,
rock,
shiftless
rock,
skunk.
Pound it on a rock.
They
rock,
see me in the daytime,
pound it on a rock,
stack I went round like I was drunk.
Pound it on a rock.
I get up to feed the chickens.
Pound it on a rock.
But that's about all that I can handle.
Pound it on a rock.
I got to rest and save my strength. Cause she's burning both ends of my candle. That woman's burning all my candle. When she
pounded it on a rock.
And it hurts.
Rock.
Feels like I'm pounded. Rock, I'm round.
He feels like he's pounded. Pounded on a rock.
Feels like rock. I'm pounded on a rock.
He feels like he's pounded. Pounded on a rock.
Anyone to call. I have my brothers, but they're in a place like this, and you can't always get them. I mean, they can't get them to the phone. And it's long distance, you know. I can't just pick up the phone and call. I can't handle the telephone numbers anymore. The way we solve that is my daughter calls them up. She'll come here once in a while and she'll do the ringing. Both my brothers are in a place like this, and you can't just call up any time. You gotta figure out what they're doing now at this time. It's not easy to just pick up the phone and talk. mostly when there's a holiday or a birthday. That's about it. Neither of us have much to talk about except, how are you today? Used to be that they had their families with them and you could talk about this one or that one or that one. They don't see their children any more than I do. It's the age we all are. We're all in our 90s. I don't need this telephone anymore. I haven't anyone to call. I don't need this telephone anymore. I haven't anyone to call.
In the bedroom, deathly sick. Don't tell the neighbors what it's all about. He tried to drink up all the liquor and it knocked him out. Mama, mama, hurry, mama, hurry. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Papa's in bed with his britches on. Sister, brother, run and tell poor mother. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Papa's in bed with his britches on. Late this morning, about 10:30, old Pops came falling in with lipstick on his cheek and not on his chin. No hat, no shoes, but a belly full of gin. Uncle, auntie, still got on his panty. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Papa's in bed with his britches on. Shoes, but the belly full of gin. Oh, uncle, auntie, he still got on his party. Oh, Papa's in bed with his bitches on. Papa's in bed with his bitches on. Mama, mama, Papa's in bed with his bitches on.
I don't regret a thing. If I did, it would be the same. How do you behave at home while the affair is going on? It's a tightrope, keeping two women happy. Well, if you're on the verge of divorce and that's why the affair began, then I don't have any rules of conduct to suggest. Things will come to a really smashing climax pretty soon, and you'll either go back home or start organizing a new one. But if this affair is just a delicious little interlude, and you know in your heart you're going to stay married, then I'd suggest the following. Do what you've been doing at home before the affair began. Don't go on a big sexy binge with your wife if that isn't normal, and on the other hand, don't cut anybody off without a supply at all if that isn't normal. If you've been an angel before, then of course you go on being an angel. And if you've been a rat, well, don't stop being a rat suddenly or it's going to be very suspicious. I don't have to tell you not to be a blabbermouth in your sleep and not to call the right person by the wrong name when you make love, because you're likely to die in bed and not peacefully. Never confess. Don't ever confess. Just because you feel as guilty as an axe murderer doesn't necessarily mean you look like one. If you are found out and made to promise never to do it again, well, I guess you have to promise. I'd say your chances of keeping your promise are kind of slim. I don't think promises help much if you have it in your bloodstream to chase girls. I think the most faithful people are the ones who don't really have much of an urge to begin with. It's quite simple for them. It's just like the people who can do without chocolate bars and hot fudge sundaes. They don't really give much of a damn about them in the first place. As for managing family finances, when there's a new romantic way to spend your money, well, I guess you'll just have to save your lunch money. Any wife would get suspicious if you're suddenly siphoning off the grocery funds. And don't expect your paramour to be cooperative. I heard of one chap who told his girlfriend the $7 a week that he spent on their motel was working a real hardship on him, and she said the whole thing was beginning to work a hardship on her, and that was about the end of it. Maybe next time you'll be sensible and pick